one of the greatest rap groups of our generation, shattered. Not by money, not by fame, but by one relationship. This is the untold story of how love, betrayal, and internal tension slowly pulled the Migos apart. Forever. Migos, Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff weren't just rap stars. They were culture shifters. Their sound changed the game. Their chemistry? Unmatched. But behind the music, behind the private jets, jewelry, and sold-out shows, something deeper was unraveling. And it started with one love story. One romance that planted a seed of division the group never recovered from. This is the truth behind the fall of Migos, and how one relationship silently broke hip-hop's strongest trio. Before the glitz and Grammys, there were three boys grinding in Atlanta. Quavo, Takeoff, and Offset, family by blood, brothers by bond, working tirelessly to put their city on the map. Then came Versace. One song, one flow, and everything changed. That now iconic triplet cadence? They popularized it. Suddenly, everyone from Drake to your local rapper was copying the Migos flow. Quavo brought the hooks. Offset brought the charisma. Takeoff delivered the bars. They had the formula, and they had each other. What made Migos special wasn't just talent, it was unity. Quavo was Takeoff's uncle, Offset, their cousin. But to fans, they weren't family by blood, they were family by energy. Everything they did felt real, organic, like three brothers chasing a dream together. But success has a way of testing every bond, and eventually, it did. Enter Cardi B. When Offset's relationship with Cardi went public, everything shifted. It wasn't just love, it was headlines, red carpets, Instagram, the birth of a hip-hop power couple. Offset now had a new role, not just a Migo, but a husband, a father. And slowly his priorities changed. Suddenly it wasn't just about the trio anymore. Offset was making moves on his own. And some say without Quavo or Takeoff in the loop. There were rumors, whispers that Cardi's influence was pulling Offset away from the group. Some insiders even claimed that decisions were being made without full group input. Fans noticed. Interviews got awkward. The energy felt colder. Stage chemistry, the kind that made them stars, started to fade. But nothing was confirmed. No big fallout. Just silence and distance. Then came the split. Quavo and Takeoff launched their side project, Unk and Few, without Offset. Meanwhile, Offset focused on solo records, building his own brand. The split wasn't announced, but it didn't need to be. There were no more group interviews, no shared appearances. The brotherhood was quietly dissolving. Then came the bars and the meaning behind them. On the track Messy, Quavo rapped, "I said Koresha please, cause she too messy. Bae fed my dog behind my back, but I ain't stressin'." No names were mentioned, but fans read between the lines. People speculated. Was he accusing someone close of betrayal? It felt personal, like something had been broken behind the scenes. The Migos we knew were no more. Then came the unthinkable. Takeoff, like the most laid-back, most humble, most beloved member of the group, was killed in Houston. A night out, a dice game. And suddenly the soul of Migos, gone. Fans were stunned. The hip-hop world stood still. Tributes poured in. Tears, shock, heartbreak. Takeoff wasn't just a rapper. He was the glue. The balance between Quavo's ambition and Offset's flair. He was the calm in the chaos. His death didn't just devastate fans. It crushed Quavo and Offset in a way the public may never fully understand. Despite their issues, they came together at the BET Awards to honor Takeoff, standing side by side, not as artists, but as grieving brothers. And in that moment, all the drama melted away. All that mattered was loss. All that remained was grief. It was supposed to be music and money forever, but now it's memories and grief. Regardless of how it ended, the impact of Migos can't be erased. They changed the sound of rap. Their flows, their ad-libs, their cadence became the blueprint for a generation. They weren't following trends, they were making them. From Bad and Bougie to T-shirt to Walk It, Talk It, they gave us anthems. Timeless records that still slap to this day. Their chemistry was unmatched, and their influence still being felt in rap crews and solo acts across the world. But the fall of Migos is also a cautionary tale. Because sometimes it's not money or fame that ends a dynasty. Sometimes it's love and the choices that come with it. Migos were more than just a group. They were a family. From basement studios to world tours. They did it together. They were the culture. But in the end, one relationship and everything that came with it rewrote their story forever. So the question stands, was it inevitable? Was it Offset's fault? Cardi's influence? Or was it just fame doing what fame does, pulling even the tightest bonds? If you want more stories like this, this is just the beginning. We're building something real here, and I want you with us. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Who do you think was most responsible for the Migos fallout? Like and subscribe, turn on the notification, and let's keep uncovering the untold.